listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace from God, who is with us this day on Reformation Sunday and always with us. Amen. I give thanks for this day, and I give thanks that you are here with me to celebrate this day, because not only is this Reformation Sunday, this is the first day of the week, the only day that we all get to be together in this place. And it does us well, in light of this gospel text, in light of this Reformation Sunday, to stop and think about what we're doing here together. Why'd you come this morning? What is it that we're doing here together? And what are we not doing together? What we're trying not to do as students of Jesus is we're trying not to be like a Pharisee. Of all texts, it's not lost on me, of all texts to wrap up our stewardship month, I had to laugh at the picture that Jesus paints of the one who gives 10% of his income. I thought that was funny. I didn't mean for that to happen here today as we talk about bringing our gifts forward. I suppose we could look at this when we're discerning how and what to pledge to the church in 2020 to justify ourselves by saying, well, look how Jesus paints this tither. I'm pretty sure that would be to miss the point, though. As we reflect and give thanks this morning at church, we don't want to be like the Pharisee, because the Pharisee had no genuine repentance and was full of pretentious piety. You can see that in just the posture difference in that graphic on the cover of the worship folder. Look at the differences of their postures. One is bent over, the other's just sitting back with his head up like he's better than all the rest. And he kind of is. The Pharisee might have been with us this morning. The Pharisee might be sitting in our midst, gathered around the font with us at the beginning of the service. Imagine that. The Pharisee with us. And the Pharisee would have said, as we confessed our sins, as we did at the beginning of the service, we said all together, we confess that we have failed to live as your disciples. But the Pharisee wouldn't have really meant that. You see, he would have secretly chuckled at the part that alludes to how we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Well, I have, the Pharisee would think quietly to himself, looking around at the rest of us. I have. I've actually done a better job of loving my neighbors than all these other people. And then he'd start listing, as the rest of us are confessing, he'd start listing in his head all the ways that he's done some really, frankly, good things this last week. Maybe this past week, the Pharisee called and went to visit some of our homebound members in the congregation. Not because the pastor's out of town or anything, just because it was the right thing to do. So he did. Got in the car, went to visit them. Maybe this past week, the Pharisee attended a fundraiser at the Lamb Center here in Fairfax. You know the Lamb Center? All the good things that they do. Maybe the Pharisee gave all kinds of money to that organization that shelters the downtrodden. He wasn't going to tell anybody about it, but he was thinking, I did a good job this week. Maybe at work this week, the Pharisee noticed a colleague in the workroom who looked unusually sad. So instead of having lunch with his buddies, like he usually does, the Pharisee made the sacrifice and went over to check in with that person who really needed him, really appreciated his sacrifice, really needed attention, because that person was going through a hard time, a period of grief in his life. And then the Pharisee would even call to mind his graciousness on the road, how he let several people cut in when he was merging onto the Beltway this last week. And people were sneaking in after he had been patiently waiting in line. He just graciously let them in. The Pharisee didn't even honk my horn, the Pharisee would think to himself. Well, the rest of us are making our confession here at the font. Love my neighbor as myself? Check. The Pharisee would say, frankly, I don't know what I could have done this past week that wasn't loving my neighbor. I am a good person, the Pharisee would quietly say to himself. You see, this is never verbalized by the way. On the surface, the Pharisee is someone we all love because it's such a good person. The Pharisee is generous and upstanding, a kind citizen, a member of the church. No, this dialogue is all on the inside with the Pharisee. That's where repentance happens. There's no repentance, though, for the Pharisee in his head and in his heart. I think of it as like empty office space. It's just, there's nothing happening in that center of his heart or his head. Looks great to the rest of us. Then the Pharisee would have rolled his eyes as the rest of us confess that we have not been faithful stewards of God's creation. That we have, as our text today said, we feasted with friends but ignored strangers. We made that confession. But the Pharisee would sit back again and say, first of all, I've given all kinds of handouts to strangers this last week. I made a little car care package in the welcome center here at Bethlehem, and I handed it to someone, and I gave a whole bunch of other things as well. And when it comes to God's creation, well, I've recycled and even more. If it means giving a little bit to the animal adoption agency, check. If it means picking up trash on the ground when I see it, well, the Pharisee would say, every time I take a walk, I bring a trash bag, and I pick up trash. Be patting himself on the back. And I drive a Prius, the Pharisee would say. Hard to see how this confession really applies to me, the Pharisee would say. It reminds me, however, of how everybody else has things that they need to do, that's for sure. Steward creation? Check. Share with the poor and needy? Yep. You know, it's almost as if the Pharisee has no need for God. But we, like the tax collector, on the other hand, are much different. We, like the tax collector, stand around this baptismal font again today on this Reformation Sunday and remember that we're not as great as the Pharisee. We, like the tax collector, take this morning to pause again and remember that we're still coming up short when it comes to our work and our thoughts. And our hearts, we're still standing in the need of prayer. We, like the tax collector, have made many mistakes this past week. We've had some unclean and unloving thoughts. We've neglected the grieving among us, the lonely among us, the poor among us. We haven't been faithful stewards of the planet or the church or the poor. And even while God doesn't smile at our brokenness, even while God's heart is saddened by any of our reckless or selfish behaviors, even while a tear might roll down God's cheek because of our carelessness toward others and the planet itself, friends, God pulls us in again this day. God pulls us in together like a soft, warm mother with big arms. All of us, even the Pharisee. And here God holds us for a little bit. Can we let ourselves be held for a moment this morning here at church? Because that's what we're doing here. That's why we're here. Now, if you're anything like me, you don't want to accept that fluffy stuff. It's hard to accept that kind of love. I mean, I believe that about you all. But me, I caught myself this week dodging a compliment, which is a verbal form of someone pulling you in for a warm hug, right? Maybe you do this too. I know you do. I've complimented and I've heard this before. Well, you dodge the compliment. Some of us have got intimacy issues with God. I don't always believe that I'm loved, but that's a truth that God pulls us in for a warm embrace and holds us there into eternity. I believe that you are. That's easy for me to say, but me? Maybe you're like me with all this fluffy stuff. We're a tough, surviving people, after all, and all this talk of mercy and love doesn't always register. I hope you know I'm preaching to myself here, too. God pulls us in, though, sisters and brothers in Christ. God pulls you in like a mother bear. This, by the way, is a very Lutheran struggle, because Luther didn't want to believe that this love was truly for him either. And he struggled against it. He tried to be perfect. If anybody ever tried to be perfect, Luther went through this period where he would chastise himself so brutally so that he would never have a bad thought, so that he would make himself right with God. And finally, all he could do was open his hands and receive this embrace that we all have from this God. I give thanks for this day. I give thanks for this day. It's like when we're together as a family. When our family gets together, at least when I grew up, when we had been apart for a long time, maybe someone in the family was traveling, and we all got back together around the dinner table. We'd always sing this song. Maybe you know this song. Oh Lord, everybody's home, eating, drinking, breathing of the Lord. Oh, rejoice, our families all together. Oh, does that ring a bell at all? We would sing that song in a round, and before the meal started, we'd just have some singing around the table. I just love that image. It comes back to me again on this Reformation Day, because everybody's home. Eating, drinking, breathing of the Lord. This is what we do when we gather together. This is what this embrace of God looks like. I give thanks for that today, that everybody's home, that we are all wrapped in the arms and held closely to the bosom of God. That's Psalm 83 that we read together today. God pulls us in this morning in all our brokenness, in all our self-centeredness, in all our fear and anger and bitterness, in all our pain and sorrow, in our Pharisaic behavior and in our tax collector behavior. God pulls us all in, and in our humility at God's awesome power, in our honesty about our own shortcomings, like the sinful but repentant tax collector, in our humility we are exalted. Those who humble themselves will be exalted, Jesus says. Acknowledging humbly that there is still work for us to do here, that our journey is not complete. This is our task as we move into a new year, until next Reformation Sunday. As we move into a new year, a new week, a new day, we've got more people to meet and welcome. We've got more to offer for ourselves, our time, our talents, our treasures. We've got more to serve. We've got more to do. We've got more to be. But we know, us tax collectors, unlike the Pharisee, that even as our time is not yet finished, we know that God's mercy washes us and refreshes us. That's what it means to be exalted. In our genuine repentance, reformation, we are watered like the rain is watering the earth right now, watering the forests and the fields and the roads. We are watered, drenched for faithfulness, gathered in and now sent back out, gathered in and sent back out. This is the life. See, it's like a heartbeat in and out. This is the life of the faithful. We go down from this place now, like the text says. We go down from this temple now, fed and nourished, watered and warm, ready to serve, ready to love. The humble, the text says, will be exalted. And so we are. And we are held close. Thanks be to God.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!